Good. Well, welcome to the Repos Non-League Show, and we're here again for the next hour. And I can honestly say it's going to be a great show tonight. We're joined for an FA Cup special, I suppose we can call it, really, because we've got, of course, joining us, Richard's back from Kettering. How are you, mate?
Yeah, well, good, thank you.
Good, good. And then, of course, from Harbour Town, we've got the chairman, Pete. How are you, Pete?
Yeah, good, thank you.
And of course, a good friend of mine, a good friend of the show. The man that gets so much to get a full head of hair before he does his day job. Of course, how are we, Lawrence?
We're good, thanks, mate. How are you doing?
Not too bad, mate, not too bad. And of course, another man of the hour, as he was saying. But of course, we've got Mitch as well, of course, the manager of Harbour Town. So welcome as well, Mitch.
I was saying about Labs, to be fair, not
Yeah.
Austin. The boss. But yeah, good to be here.
Well,
what we've
I'm outnumbered here, aren't I? I'm
Oh,
outnumbered.
no.
I
Well,
have
you got more.
four, that is.
We're all
Well, you got
friends, Richard. We're
four.
all
Listen, when you're
friends.
top of the league, Labs, yeah, it don't matter, does it?
Oh, dear. I mean, Richard, because Pete and that have got to go swiftly because I've got a very, very important meeting. So if you might, we'll start sort of with Harper down. But I mean, guys, I mean, the draw first. I mean, are you happy with the draw?
I'll let the gaffer go with that first from the player's perspective and his perspective.
I think ex-Premier League club, it's a shame that they've got a bit of fan revolt at the minute. You know, the stadium, that at the moment we don't know what capacity the stadium's going to be, occupied at, which is a bit of a shame. Taking a bit of light, a bit of a light off it, a bit of limelight off it. Hoping they pull some crowds in so we can make it a bit of a better day. But on the flip side of it, they don't bring a lot. We bring a few, try and out sing them, and who knows, try and do the unthinkable. But the stature of Reading Premier League club, I remember watching them in the Premier League myself, and yeah, we'll definitely take it. Reading versus Harbour Town is, it's actually quite amazing to even read it.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
That's
to
crazy.
even read it, but yeah, we'll
Yeah.
take it definitely.
Guy, that it's not TV.
Yeah, and Kettering getting it twice. Yeah, God, mate.
Oh, sorry, mate. Oh, that's poor. Yeah,
I think
it is poor, to be fair.
when you look at the game, we're away from home to a place that doesn't get full. I don't think it's a good look for any TV channel for
No, I get
us.
it. Yeah.
If it was at home, maybe, and I
Yeah.
think yours, Latimer Park against Donny is exactly what people want to see. Let's have it right. That
Yeah,
non-league
yeah.
feel, at non-league grounds, people who haven't ever seen, Latimer Park or a Kettering Stadium, not a half full, a third full,
Yeah, I get it.
majestic stadium. So it is what it is.
If we were away, I don't think we'd be on TV again. I think as we're at home, it's probably a potential banana skin. You don't know, dear. So that's why I
No.
think, yeah.
No, for sure.
So, I mean, Pete, though, I mean, you must be so proud. I mean, surely you might say differently. Mitch might sort of might jump through the screen and punch me when I say this, but surely you didn't expect to be in, round two of the FA Cup when you sat down with Mitch at the beginning of the season.
Of course not. We're realists. We know what we are. We know where we play, and I think Rich would say the same for Kettering. You get as far as you can in the qualifiers, and it's a bonus. Anything else, I mean, where we are is not what we would have budgeted for, like most Step 3 teams. So hey, look, we're enjoying the ride while it's there. As I said earlier, come December the 2nd, it may continue. We hope it continues, but if it doesn't, we've had our moment and have done fantastically well. Well, the players and the gaffer and the management team have done fantastically well.
Absolutely. Look, it's a lie because Lawrence said to me, "Get me to the first round proper." Yeah, and I remember thinking at the time, mate, like what? Like this is just nuts. Like, I ain't getting nobody to the
I
first
can't
round
do
proper.
it. I can't do
Yeah, like what? Like
it.
what? I'm first job I've ever had at Step 3. You want me to get me a first round proper as well? And
Yeah,
then yeah, it
trouble is, Dave,
happened.
but I've moved the goalpost. I want the third round now, please.
Oh yeah.
That's what they
Yeah.
always say. That's what they always say.
Wait, wait, what he actually said was that if you get to the third round, he'll promise he'll keep you in the Summer League next year and not shoot moving sideways.
Thing is, I need to get out of this FA Cup because I can't win the league game.
Yeah, God, yeah. It kills you sometimes, doesn't it, mate? It
Yeah,
kills
I
you.
can't for love nor money at the minute. I can't win a league game.
Yeah, but
So
would you swap it though, Mitch? Because you wouldn't swap it, would you?
I was trying to compare what a second round means, like what is the equivalent of Lavs. The other day, I was trying, some people were saying the Vars final. I think the Vars final is better because obviously it's Wembley, you actually play in there. I was trying to compare it, and I was speaking to Sepp the other day as well. And he said a lot of the lads that you know, manager wise, haven't even got to the first round proper,
It's
let
a great
alone.
team, mate. Yeah, it's
So it's
massive.
fantastic for me and you. Like,
Massive, mate. Yeah,
it's
you don't think about it like that until you like dissect your career, or whatever. And there's not a lot of people do it, you know. And yeah, hats off to obviously me and yourself. Like,
it looks easy, doesn't
yeah,
it?
yeah.
You've made it
Well,
look easy
you
anyway.
two make it
But
look easy,
yeah. Like, if I was top of the league as well in the second round, then I could say that, yeah. But look, I've got a lot of time for Labs. I was only talking about you yesterday to that Darren Labs, and I remember
Yeah, classmate, Darren the blogger. Yeah.
we haven't, we haven't crossed paths a lot in football. You was a great footballer, I wasn't, and you had your time at Kettering, like when I went, and then you took the job. We wasn't necessarily friends in football, and I remember coming to Kettering when we played, obviously me being part of former management or whatever, and I thought, how's he gonna be? Because of as big as Kettering was, we was trying to be your annoying little sister or little brother. Is he gonna be? Because it's a big club, big expectations. Not a lot of people could deal with that, and you dealt with it really well. And I thought, is he gonna be a bit of a knob? I don't know if I could say his live, I think. Is he gonna be, anti? Is he gonna be, siege mentality, which I know you are, but I remember talking to you before the game and I was thinking, he's just like sound. And then it was, we nicked a point. Yeah, he done really well. We nicked that penalty in the last minute, weren't a penalty. And then after the game, he was sound as well. And I just thought, I don't know how I would have dealt with that if that was opposite. I would have tried to create a bit of a rivalry there or try to make me feel uncomfortable. And I learned a lot from you that day. I learned a lot that it doesn't have to be like that. And you could just be yourself. And that's what you was. And everyone I talk to about now. And I say that story. And I say, like, I didn't
I'm a
know what
normal
to
bloke. Yeah,
expect.
I'm a normal bloke, mate.
Yeah,
No matter
sound, mate.
top of the league, fourth round the FA Cup, I don't really care, mate. It's just me, mate. I take it as it is, mate. You know, so
No, it's good. I learned.
people might not like it, but it is what it is. Yeah.
Is what it is. I learned a lot from you that day. Well, and honestly, when I see your results and yous flying, and yous are the best team we played, it sounds like a fucking Austin and Labs show, doesn't it? But yeah, I just gotta be clear before I go. When I see you up there, it's by no, it's no fluke. So I'm really, really pleased for you.
Yeah, I
Really, really
appreciate it,
pleased
mate.
for you.
And vice versa, mate. You see yourself, like you're doing a great job there, and you took Harbour from not being out of work from nowhere to somewhere, haven't you? Which is a great achievement. Yeah, it is, right, isn't it?
Yes, no doubt
Harbour
about
were
that.
a small little club, and you've put them on the map. You know what I mean? So it's all of you included. It's a great achievement, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So coming to Mitch, second round's over. You've turned over Reading. Where do you want to go next?
Think
That me?
there's only one place. It's
Go
Tottenham. It's Tottenham.
on.
It's
Tottenham,
gotta be.
yes.
It's gotta be Tottenham.
So it's Tottenham. So who do you want in the fourth round? Because that's pretty easy.
It was watching yesterday's diary performance. There you go.
We was down here. We was down here yesterday. I was down there in the chairman yesterday, and it was just traveling back all through that traffic and that. We said to each other, like, it's getting a bit hard work now. I suppose thick and thin through all football club supporters, which I am. I'm a supporter of Tottenham. And when it's down, you've got to stick with them. And when the eyes, not that there's many, I've got to keep my fingers crossed for it.
So when has there been ups then? Have I
With
missed
Tottenham, there ain't. That's it.
that?
There ain't. The Worthington Cup or something like that. Jonathan Woodgate scored it,
That's
didn't
why
he?
he took the manager job at Harbour for
Oh,
himself.
he enjoys his day out. David, he enjoys his day out, mate, when he's there. So don't worry about it. Don't feel sorry for him, mate. He enjoys it. He makes a day of it, doesn't he?
He
Yeah.
does.
He
I ain't there for the football half the
the time.
But I mean, in all seriousness, I mean, lads, I mean, Pete and Lawrence, I mean, who would you like? Come again, Tottenham?
Do you know what? For any Premier League club, yeah, I mean, of course we would. It's in likelihood, how likely would this to happen again? It would be unbelievable to make it happen twice. So let's just enjoy while it's here. And hopefully, if we get the result at Reading, if we get that result, then any Premier League club is what you want, isn't it? I'm sure Lavs is the same. Kettering owner George, he'll be the same. You want a Premier League club, and it's for clubs at our level, it's about money and survival. So the FA Cup runs, the FA trophies, whatever it is, when you get a little bit of extra cash, it's vital for grassroots football clubs.
So, Mitchell, how do you keep these, and I suppose the whole club as well, with Lawrence involved as well? I mean, how are you keeping your feet on the ground, and how are you trying to keep these players, feet on the ground? Is it really difficult?
I think, like Lav said, it doesn't matter top of the league, fourth round, whatever. I think in life, if you're, a bit level-headed, you could deal with, have business outside of it, same as Lav's. You deal with pressures all every day, work-wise, and dealing with men and bills to pay and things like that. I think you just go with the flow. I think when something happens or you've got to deal with something, you just deal with it from past experiences or naturally dealing with it off the cuff. No one's getting ahead of ourselves, but we are enjoying the moment. But again, we've got to, certainly in our position at Harborough, we've got to try and work out why we're stuttering a little bit in the league. We don't mind going to a Stourbridge away and beating them 4-1 or whatever it is and things like that. But then teams in and around the lower regions we just seem to be struggling with at the moment. So I think we keep feet on the ground, certainly enjoy the moment, but then also in the meantime we've got a little short-term fix of trying to work out what's going wrong league-wise. So there's certainly eyes on celebrations, but eyes on trying to pick up points as well.
You'll never put your finger on that there, Mitch, will you? It's difficult. If you could, then it's a proper recipe, isn't it? You can't do it, can you?
No, you would be in the Prem.
No, as well. Yeah, I said the same to the last Saturday. I said, "Listen, this Saturday against Reading is bigger than obviously Northampton because everyone's looking at us Saturday thinking they're going to mess up now going that." But we found a way to win and we won, didn't we? So that's it was more important. And it sounds a bit silly. Saturday 3 points at Reading than it was at Northampton the week before.
How was Mr. Saunders with you after the game and before the game? Tom Mitch.
Oh, sorry, Mitch. Sorry.
Tom Mitch, sorry.
Oh, the gaffer, Jay.
Yeah.
Before the game, it was very brief. Again, I always wonder how, what sort of. I think the higher I've gone, the better the class of people are. I've certainly found in like step five, people who haven't done nothing would be massive time or would be, I don't know, you would never really share info in the lower level, certainly at five and four. Three, I've found. And certainly with obviously playing opposition at two, three, I found that everyone's pretty sound. And if you can text someone regarding a bit of footage or just a bit of an heads up, as long as they're not closely associated with that team or manager, they'll give it to you. If they are, they'll just be straight and say, "He's my mate, I'm not giving it to you," sort of thing. Jay beforehand was just, normal. Just we had a discussion with the refs. I actually just felt like that I had his number for some reason. It sounds really stupid. Like I'm eyeing him up a little bit, not for a fight or anything like that. I'm trying to get in his head, and I'm thinking, don't know, I just feel like I've got your number here a little bit. And
Oh, it worked, didn't
God, must have.
it?
And then after, to be fair to him, he just grabbed me quickly before he went. Obviously, he's just been beat, fair play. And he said, "Look, be in the bar if you want a beer, but I understand if you don't come in through the celebrations." And I was just like, and he probably didn't even go in for a beer where he'd have been that gutted, certainly on his own pitch. But look, don't know lots about the bloke. It was very respectful in the week, but the lead up definitely caught him on an off day. Definitely caught him on an off day. And I'm glad I did, because it would be the opposite way around of me going to Jay, enjoy the celebrations. I'll be in the bar if you want to see me for a beer.
So I suppose one of the questions that I suppose a lot of people will be asking, especially if they've seen social media posts in the last 10 days or so, and I suppose I'll ask the chairman first, what was it like when I'm assuming Mitch came to you and that way around and said, "Look, we've got the chance to sign in Sandro."
He was there. He was
I was
there, so he
actually
can
with him.
answer it.
I was with him. I was looking at him, thinking, "What the hell are you doing to me here?" But do you know what? The bloke is such a nice bloke because we've seen him a few times down at Tottenham, and he's one of the legends that walks around and does a bit of a meet and greet and a chat. And he's such a nice, humble bloke that actually I thought, well, he's going to have a laugh and a joke with him, and he'll have a laugh and a joke back, and nothing will come of it. But when he started texting him after the game and saying, "No, I'm serious. I want to get back and I want to play a bit and I want to enjoy it before I can't enjoy it," I'm thinking, and I won't swear, but I was thinking, Bloody hell! Oh, this is going to cost some money. How are we going to do this? Is this all about the FA Cup run? And then the guy just turned around and says, "I don't want anything." He said, "I just want to be back in that change room. I just want to enjoy the football. I want to enjoy the banter. You know, I've missed it for a year." And he signed. He signed, and it was surreal. It was like, what have we just done here?
That's crazy. It was absolutely like literally came off the cuff question of probably the third time we've met him. And I said, "How old are you now?" And he said, 35. I said, "How long have you been retired for?" He said, 2 years. And my goalkeeper coach was with us, me, chairman, and him. And my goalkeeper coach nodded at me like that. And I thought, what's? And I said, "You can play for me." Just like that. He was standing there. And he went, "All right." And I thought, oh, he's pacifying me because he's meet and greet.
Yeah.
2 minutes later, I'm sitting at the table. He's still standing next to me. And I said, What do we go from here then? I said, "Do I speak to your agent?" He went, no, just text me. And I thought, oh, here we go. He left. I'm going, he's giving me a dodgy number here. He's had me right off. So I text him in the morning. And I can always remember it. I've gone, "Hello, Sandro. It's Mitch." And he's gone, "Yes, Mitch. Blah, blah, blah," whatever it was. And it was like, so surreal. Look, I offered him money. Club offered him money and he didn't take a penny. Yeah, and then he's come up Saturday. And that was always the first thought, was there's got to be something in it, monetary value or something in it worthwhile for him to do it. Like pretty much 99% of other players I know. That's like for me. And he didn't want that. And I just thought, I don't know what he's getting at it. And when I see him Saturday, I just thought, he's just got a good heart. Mm. And plus, let's have it right. He's got, as much as he's the, you know, he's the shining light in the whole story, him signing for Harborough's got him back out there as well, to be fair. You know, once you retire, it's like when you die.
Yeah.
You know, people cry for a couple of days, but then, you know, you soon get forgot about. So, surreal. Look, he won't be here for the season. I need to clear that up with a lot of people. My main holding midfielder is banned for the Reading game. Sandro is available for that, who's a holding midfielder. Will I play him? Yeah, I probably will.
Yeah,
if he's available when he comes back from Brazil or Portugal, he lives in Portugal, and he's around and he wants a game, then I'll certainly get him involved. It's great exposure for the club. It's a great bit of PR. I think one of the posts where we, and I know it's not about stats and things like that, but certainly a club that's trying to build, the post where we beat Tunbridge, we got something like 122,000 views and 750 likes. For our club, it's decent. When we got the Reading post on Twitter, it was something like 200 views with 1,000 likes. When we posted Sandro signing, it was 900,000 views and 5,000 likes. Oh. So and another 1,000 followers. You know, so it was
class.
Good PR. It'd be here for the short term. At times, I thought, is this the correct thing to do because it's so short term? We have signed Sandro. Was it a little bit misleading? Maybe to keep eyes on us a little bit. Will he play for us at Reading? Yeah, if he's still, you know, with the agreement that we've had. Just stupid things like yesterday, we've gone to the game. I've seen him in the hospitality bit, and Jake Livermore's in there. And he's picked up Jake Livermore, and he's gone, "Come speak to my gaffer." And I'm thinking, oh, mate, like, what are you doing? Because like, you will want money, I guaranteed that. Louis Vuitton to the nines and that, looking lovely. And I thought, yeah, he definitely... And he said, yeah, I'll play. And I thought, oh, let's not get into this. I don't want it to be more of a circus than what it really looks like.
Oh, yeah. But I get it, mate. Yeah, I get it.
There's a couple of things going through my journey of football, coming from the absolute bottom Sunday League football manager, but being a Tottenham fan through that, me running the team and Sandro saying he'll play for it. Well, if your main midfielder's not available, then I'm definitely going to put him in. So
that's a great story, isn't it?
Just don't sign Jamie O'Hara and you'll be all right.
I like Jamie O'Hara. He had a lovely little lefty, didn't he?
He did. He was a good player, wasn't he? Yeah,
he had a lovely little lefty.
I mean, Lawrence, what was your thoughts on it when you heard?
Nothing surprises me at this football club, David, anymore. It's listen, we're just on a hell of a journey. I think we've got to put it in perspective. You know, even recently, as 5 or 6 years ago, Harborough Town, no one knew about us. No one heard about us. You know, we're playing at step three, so it's two promotions in three seasons. We've been second round of the FA Cup. That's unheard of. And, you know, for a town that definitely is not a football town, the football club is now front and centre of what we're doing here. And it's you know, so all the visibility we're getting, it's we have to take advantage of this because it's really important to our long-term view of where we want to get to. And it's you know, and to be honest, Tonbridge was an amazing day of football. I mean, I've been around this game for well over 50 years now, and you know, I decided to stand on the terrace behind the goal in my suit and tie rather than sit in the director's box, and to see what it meant to those 500 Harbour fans. It's very hard to capture it, you know, bear in mind, you know, we're a large community club, 1,000 children at this football club. You know, most of those 1,000 kids are going to be down at Reading. You know, that's what it means. It brought the FA Cup alive to them. These kids, they see the FA Cup and they think you're Liverpool's, your Man City's, your Arsenal's. So now they're thinking, in Kettering's
Hold on,
case,
hold on. You didn't mention Man United or
no.
Tottenham there.
Well, why? Yeah, but it's the same for whether it's Kettering or whether it's Harbour Town. It's bringing the competition alive. It's making it real. You know, so it's yeah, it's special. It's really special. These, you know, I said to the guys on the team bus, football's about moments. You know, sometimes you don't realise you're in a moment. So it's really important you grab hold of it because it's moments like this that will go with you for the rest of your life.
Well, listen, lads, I know you guys have got to go for an important meeting. So
I'm happy to stay on, to be fair. I want to listen to lads.
You stay on, Mitch.
Yeah, I'm happy to stay on.
Listen, go on, listen to me, mate.
David, do me one thing.
Yeah,
let me know exactly what them two say about us two.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll speak to you tomorrow, David. I'll be ringing you.
Oh, mate.
I always say to your face, mate, not a problem.
Yeah.
I would talk about
good man. Yeah, he's looking at his excellent face. That's
I really, really, really appreciate you coming on. And
yeah. No worries. Thank you very much.
Just great to see you again, Lawrence. Thank you.
And you, mate.
Okay.
Cheers,
take
guys.
Take care. See you for the next round, lads. Take care.
Yeah. Cheers. And you, Richard.
Cheers.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
See you, mate.
One thing I will say, Mitch, about you know, I know Lawrence. I don't know Pete, you know, but Lawrence I know very, very well. He's such a nice guy, isn't
Yeah, great guy. Great guy. Done wonders for our club.
Is he the
Really.
vice chairman? Is he the vice chairman or is
He's
he?
like, I think he's down as like CEO or something like
Okay.
that. But yeah, good guy. Good, always
Yeah.
been really, really well high up in the FA.
I see, because
Very.
he's the man. He's one of the men that decides what league you go in, and
Yeah.
he's you know, the greaser sometimes that he gets.
Yeah.
And you just sit there and you think, this guy's, you know, unbelievable. You know, he's what you just saw with him there. That's what he's like all the time. You
Yeah,
know,
brilliant.
I did a My Life in Football with him last year for, you know, and just sensational, just sitting out. I didn't have to, I only had to ask one question. Do you know what I mean? Because I was so sort of like into what he was saying. It was incredible. But,
Now football need them people, don't they? Them people who work for Golders, don't they? They did the good people.
we'd be lost without him, to be fair. We would be lost without him.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's good, mate.
So
He's been there years.
Yeah, I think he's been there. Like, I think he took over when they were just about to fold. Got involved. His wife Maz is head of youth. Like, our youth thing is crazy. It's like 900 kids who all pay a
Wow.
fee every month.
Yeah, it's good.
With, you know, they get obviously the 3G pitches and things like that. It's
Massive.
mad. It's mad.
Yeah.
And their husband, the wife, so that works.
Yeah, good.
They both, you know, they both love the club. And
Yeah.
you know what? They're both, even Lawrence, you know, because you know I'm a bit of a rough diamond, didn't I? I don't mind my P's and Q's. I swear a little bit and things like that.
But he's
And
fine
him
with it.
being, no, yeah, but like you know, just real, just real. More, like someone said the other day, that Darren, he said, you're just authentic. I'm just normal. Like, whether that's sometimes to my detriment and sometimes that's my benefit. And I always thought when I knew about him and him being at the football club, I thought, oh, how's he going to
He
take
might
me, you
not have
know?
you. Yeah, he might not have
Yeah, but
you.
yeah, might not have me. And then he had me straight away. And I just thought, I haven't got a change. And they were the first club, and I always say it, and the first people that let Mitch Austin be Mitch Austin.
That's
So
what I mean, mate.
I owe him a lot.
I can't change, mate. I'm the way I am. If people don't accept me, then we'll move on, like, and part company.
Yeah.
It's not a problem, mate. Yeah.
No,
Well, just some
100%.
big breaking news has just dropped on Sky News that you guys may be interested in, might not be interested in. But Gary Lineker is going to leave Match of the Day. Has just been left. It's just
Well, I
yeah.
can't see Bill Labs taking over Match of the Day,
Huh?
mate.
Sure.
I can sing the tune, like, but apart from that, nothing else, mate.
Yeah, no
I've
chance.
got grey hair. I might fit in there, like, so. He's
But
got energy.
I mean, Rich, I mean, we had this situation. I spoke to you off air before we started, and I was
Yeah.
on a radio show, you know, about 10 days ago, whenever it was, before the first round of the FA Cup. And someone said to me, "Where's the shot going to be?" And as I said to you off air, you know, there was only one shot for me that I saw you know, for myself, which was you beating Northampton, and the host turned around and thought I was mad when I said it to him, and of course I had to go back to him and turn around and say I told you so. But I mean, what was the whole day like?
I was treating it like a normal game, but when I got to the Sixth Field just before kickoff half five, and I seen all the Kettering fans, and Mitch knows what the Kettering fans are like. They're unbelievable, mate. They are so good, and it's like it was a home game. So
Yeah.
when that whistle went for the kickoff, like I just thought, wow, this is a proper game tonight. Like, you know, first half we didn't really turn up, to be honest. They had the better of the first half. I had a bit of a go at half time. I said, look, we're still in the game at 1-0 down. If it's 2 or 3, you're done, ain't you, really? But 1-0, you're still in the game. And then we've turned up second half, and obviously extra time. I think we're the better team second half and extra time, like, you know, and it's just just a real day for not for me, mate, really, because I'm not a local lad. I'm from Coventry. But for the club and the supporters, just like, mad, really. It's probably not sank in, really, how good of an achievement it's been, like, you know.
Would it be one of the biggest laughs? I seen someone put it the other day, the photographer, because they dined out on, I think it was Sulken at Fulham for a lot of years. Was it Fulham or Leeds or something like
Fulham, I
that?
think
The
it's Fulham,
goal
but
and the Luke and Miller running off celebration remind me of
Where?
the Sulken running off celebration. And they dined on that for a lot of years.
Yeah,
Would you say it was one of?
I think they're saying it is the best, the all-time best, like, you know, because of the league difference. It was obviously four league gap, like, you know.
And the derby.
I don't think Fulham. Yeah, in the derby, you can't. Well, you're a local lad, ain't you? You can't like that, can you?
No, that's massive.
And I didn't really think into me till probably the Monday, thinking,
Yeah.
wow, that's a decent achievement, that, like, you know.
That's history, mate. And honestly.
And if I leave tomorrow, get the sack tomorrow, whatever happens, that'll go down as probably one of
100%.
the best or whatever, like, you know. So
100%. And there could be another one to come, of course, as well. But I mean, the news that's broke this, was it in the last 10 days or so, I think, as well, with Noel Ranger signing for another year. I mean, that's got to be fantastic for you as well, isn't it?
Noel's obviously got a pass from before, like, but since we've took him on board, we give him a short-term deal, a two-month contract. He scored something like 8 and 11 games. He's been absolutely different class since he's been in the building. Yes, there's a few little hiccups. Yeah, he's late now and again. His timekeeping ain't great, but on the pitch, like you say, he's doing what he's paid to do, like, and score goals. And he's a great kid in the change room. You wouldn't even know he was there in the change room. He's just a normal person. And obviously, he has played at the highest level, but he's just one of us at the minute, and he's buying into it. So we're happy to get him on board for the whole season. Yeah.
And it must have been one of those ones when you saw him, you know, when I saw the result and saw he scored the winning goal, I think it was just written, wasn't it? That it was going to be him that was going to score the winner.
Yeah, he couldn't. Well, he was. I think I said before he was coming off at full time, and I said, "Have you got another 5 minutes in you?" He was cramping up, and I was going to bring obviously Marvin Sordell on. And he said, "No, Gaffer, give me 5 more minutes. I've got 5 minutes. I'll do it for you." And I said, "No problem, mate." And obviously he scores the winning goal, then comes off straight away. Classmate, yeah.
What was that like being on the TV as well?
Yeah, it's good, mate. Yeah, I tend to blank it all out. I'm just the same on the sideline. What I would be if I was playing Harbour Town, the same as probably Mitch has been. I blank all the cameras out, but not when that whistle went at full time. The scenes were great, mate, weren't they?
Was it with? I might be completely wrong. Was it yourself that they interviewed and they called you into the change room, or was that? Am I talking about somebody else? And the players are standing on the side calling you into the change room, or was that somebody else? One of the other games.
No, that wasn't me, mate. No.
I know there was one of the games where they were interviewing the manager, and they wanted the manager off the pitch as quick as possible because the players wanted him in the dressing room, and they had cameras in
That weren't
the
my. I didn't even speak to the BBC, mate. I was over with the fans. I didn't.
dressing
I
room.
didn't even.
Oh,
And
you're talking.
that's the sort of person I am. Like, you know, somebody else might have gone to the BBC and got that on TV. And I just listen. I'm just my own person, mate. And I just went and celebrated the fans and the players and that. That's just me. So.
You're thinking about Peaks here, the
Oh, yeah, Andy
Tamworths.
Peaks.
That's
Yeah,
right.
sorry.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's right. It was.
Tamworth.
Yeah,
Yeah.
So, what was it like when you're sitting and watching that draw then? Because there was still some tasty teams left in there, you know, when you were pulled out. I mean,
But we were the last ones,
the
weren't we? I think Mitch was down to the last ones as well. There was about, what, 10 teams, Mitch, I think, left. And we were one of them, you were one of them, Birmingham. I was thinking us two together, like, I was thinking,
I thought if as long as I could dodge you, I'd be happy. Of course, as long as I can dodge you. But it had been a tough game, obviously. But yeah, I was glad to avoid you.
Like, you want a home draw. I think, like, you're probably the same as me. You want a home. Like, you're going to Reading now, but there are obviously circumstances where the fans are boycotting it. It's not nice views. But listen, you might have a chance. You don't know, do you?
You don't,
Who
mate. It's...
knows, mate? Who knows?
No, you don't.
There's always one or two teams.
So how much work, you know, and how? Some people might say it's probably easy, but I mean, how hard is it for a manager to sort of scout, Doncaster, scout Reading? How difficult is that? Is that or is it more easier than maybe, I don't know, scout in Bedford Town or
No, I
Leeds?
think it is. Yeah, with contact. I've got contacts. Mitch has got contacts. It's easy to get footage, and obviously you can watch it on the box and that sort of thing. You can listen. There's ways and means of getting it. People in football, you can get hold of, like we did with Northampton, So Mitch is probably the same. He'll probably have people not watching Reading, but getting the get some clips or the videos or whatever. It's the same as non-league football, really. It's all out there, isn't it? In the open.
And how are you keeping? That's the same question I asked Mitch. How are you keeping the boys sort of like feet on the ground? Because as you say, you've got a game against Telford, a game against Bedford, a game against Leiston, and then and then Bedford again. So you've got some tough games leading into the game against Doncaster.
Yeah, well, after that game on Saturday, I've put the FA Cup to bed, mate. I'm that sort of person. I just get back down to earth, go to work on Monday, do what I do, and then it's training Tuesday and Thursday. I won't talk about it now until a week before when we're preparing for the Doncaster game. So I'm quite good like that. I'll keep the lads level-headed. They won't be talking about this and talking about that. I'll make sure it's my job to get the feet on the ground and just carry on with league form, because obviously we're doing quite well in the league. So just long may it continue.
I mean, as you say, sitting top, I mean, beat Redbridge, Redditch, so, 3-1 at the weekend. I mean, good game.
No, it wasn't, mate. No, we didn't really. I said I mean to. It was a not a pretty day at the office, but a good day at the office. We didn't play particularly well, but I knew it was going to be like that because everyone comes to our place now and sits in and sits behind the ball and makes it hard for us, which I think we're going to get now going forward. But like I say, good teams try and find a way to win, and we did that. So, and there was like 18. I think it was 1,850 fans
1,800,
there,
yeah.
which was absolutely class, mate. Yeah. It's a proper football club at the minute, only because of winning. I'm not deluded. Mitch will probably vouch for this. I could have took over last year, and it could have been totally different to what it is now. But at the minute, it's going well. But I'm not deluded. Think we're not going to have a dip of form at some point, mate. Yeah.
Mean, average att home attendance this year, 1,170.
Yeah, it's ridiculous for that level of football, mate. It's
Great.
but Mitch has been there before, and you know yourself. It is a sleeping giant, isn't it? But it's just a trying to awake the sleeping giant, which hopefully we've done now, and put it back on the map going forward, and let's see where it takes us, mate. Yeah.
It's got to be the best it's been for way before my involvement, way before anybody with it. Just it's more than I've ever seen it.
Oh, is it? So yeah, you'd know, wouldn't
Oh, more than I've ever seen it, and takes a strong character to do that. And
Yeah.
you've done really well, mate. You should be really proud of yourself. I know you sound level-headed and things like that, but just on a bit of perspective, and look, nothing's fucking won at this time of the year.
No.
But with the pressure, the more because. Listen, I lose a game at Arbroath. I only have the 300 fans patting me on the back. They're ambitious fans as well, to say the least. And I think it's a match made in heaven, mate. I really do. And if you go on to win it, I'll be the first one to text you and say, well done.
No, I appreciate
That's
that,
the
mate.
FA Cup, not the league.
So here's a question for you. I don't know if you know this, Richard, but I mean, you were saying that, Redditch was 1,846. Do you know what your second highest crowd was at home?
Yeah, against Harbour, weren't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
Yeah.
1,596.
Yeah. Well, it's the local derby, mate, isn't it? And obviously, Mitch has been at Kevin before, so there's a bit of like I wouldn't say rivalry on my point of view, mate, because listen, football is a game of football. I want to win every game, so it's not from my point of view, but maybe from a club point of view, a bit of rivalry. I don't know, but yeah.
I mean, even the last three games, 1,439 against Sudbury, and Sudbury, no disrespect, wouldn't bring many. I wouldn't have thought.
No, there's a handful, mate.
Stourbridge 1,551, and then Redditch this week 1,846.
No, it's because we're winning, mate. Listen, if we start losing, that can soon drop, can't it? And they won't rid of me, don't they? They forget what we've done up to now. But that's football. That's in any wake of life. If you're doing well at the minute, obviously they take you out. If you there's a little hiccup and things can change, can't it? So like I said, I'm not deluded, and it could have went totally the opposite way when I took over the end of last year. But at the minute, it's going well. I'll go with it and just keep level-headed, mate. Yeah.
Surely people are not going to call for your head, are they?
Hey, it's football, ain't you? Who knows? You don't know, do you? I'm not saying I'll just take every day as it comes, mate, and every game by game, and we'll see where it takes us come end of the season, mate. Yeah.
I think what you will definitely have at this stage is a lot of credit rating. that things go wrong, because if things have gone right, people will be fully in your corner. Do you know what I mean?
No,
And
I
then
get you.
support them little bad spells instead of people that ain't done anything leading up to that and having a shit spell. You know, you've got a lot of credit rating in the back.
But
In the bank.
you know what fans can be like, Mitch. You can soon turn, mate, can't
Yeah,
it? In
definitely.
any football club, and obviously ours is quite, Kevin's quite big compared to Harvey, and obviously fan base. I mean that way, in a good way. Yeah, it is a good place at the minute because we're winning. It could soon change. Hopefully not.
So get through to the third round, and would you like Man City at home? Because they're not very good away, are they, at the minute?
Yeah, I'll take any Premiership club away would be a dream, wouldn't it? Anybody really, just be a day out and listen. You go there and get beat. So what? You're in the third round of the FA Cup. It is a from a non-league point of view. Not many teams have gone like that far. I don't know what the record is, but not many non-league teams can say they've got to the third, fourth, fifth round. You know what I mean? So it would be a massive achievement. But I know it's not going to be easy.
Could be a third TV game in a row.
Yeah, I think well the second one's I think the second one's a bit surreal really, because not many teams get to really go back to back on TV, I don't think, on the BBC. So whether that's a record or not, I don't know. But yeah, I was very surprised that we were on, not surprised because it was a home draw. I thought we might have a chance, but then I did look at other ones thinking they might get it. But we've already been on TV once, so if we didn't get it, we didn't get it. Just you go as normal, don't you?
I think probably the only other ones would have been something like Salford and Wrexham, wouldn't they? Probably because of what's going on, or what has gone on at both of those two sides. So I would have thought they might have been the only other two that might have been there. But I mean,
So people said off air as well, didn't we? It's a potential banana skin at our place, isn't it? So you don't know. So like Mitch said there, Reading, the big ground with no fans in it, don't look great on TV, does it? But
no.
our place will look, it's gonna look heaving on TV. So that's probably why they did, I suppose. I don't
What sort of
know.
crowds are you expecting?
What, at Latimer Park?
Yeah.
I think it holds 3,000, just over 3,000 it'll hold. So obviously we'll do that easy, won't we? We could probably do 5,000 if we had more stands and the right, obviously, facilities, toilets and fire exits, etc. But I just think it'll be a bit of a tall order to start doing that now. I think it'll be just over 3,000, mate. Yeah. So, but that'll sound immense because it'll be 2,500 of our fans and maybe 500 of their fans. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, the Telford game tomorrow night, though, I mean, as you say, it's a special one for you as well. But I mean, what a game that's going to be, isn't it? Down there, because I said to quite a few people, when you see their ground when it comes up on the goal show, it's a little bit special.
Yeah, it's a proper, listen, Telford could be in this league. It's a proper football club, but for whatever reason, they are in this league. They got to the final last year and lost in the playoff final to Leamington. They shouldn't be in this league, but they're in this league for a reason, and they're doing well at the minute. Obviously, I've played there myself, and Kev Wilkin, I played under Kev as well. So, yeah, it's a bit of rivalry there regarding tomorrow night, but it's a game of football, isn't it? So, hopefully, we'll go there and get some.
First v third.
Yeah, first versus third. Yeah. It's dead tight. Listen, the league's really tight at the minute. We've got a couple of games in hand, but that means nothing unless you win them. Even down to the mid-table and the bottom half, it's really tight. So I always see where you are at Christmas time, really, and that gives you a bit of a true reading where you are come Christmas, because the gap either gap comes big or small, doesn't it? So yeah, there's a long way to go, mate, and nothing's won in November, is it? So
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, you say that. I mean, saying down to Sudbury in the 11th, there's only 9 points between you and them, and
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
at
yeah.
the top. And even if you went down as you know to Mitch at 16, you know
Yeah.
he's only nine, he's only 12 points behind.
No, it's nothing, mate.
Yeah.
Listen, look at Man City, four losses on the spin. You never ever thought that, would you, at Man City?
No.
So it is possible, isn't it? It is
Yeah.
possible, mate.
But talking to Man City, Mitch, who they got next?
Man City.
Not Spurs, is it?
They ain't got Tottenham, have they? Man City is, yeah, Man City are at home, ain't they? Yeah, I don't
You ain't
fuck
bothered
about them.
about that. You ain't bothered about that, Mitch, are you?
I'm only worried about the own ones so I can go down. They'll give us, they'll pelt us there. Don't worry about that. These 4 games, they'll. Oh. Yeah, yes, please.
I did look at it to see who the victims were going to be, and I must admit, I did have a chuckle when I saw who it was. But
About 5-0.
You ain't that bad, are you, mate, at the minute? No, you're that bad.
bad,
Spurs.
mate. Bad, yeah. Just didn't click at all yesterday. But I've got a little bit of frustration with him in a minute because he's brought the entertainment value back to Spurs. We play some really good football, but he doesn't move on the sideline. So at the start, I took it as a bit of confidence, or because he coached you, maybe you thought you knew what you was doing, and if you don't do it, then he'll coach you again in the week. But I feel like, certainly with myself, you know, I can't talk for you, that I can affect a game in a match. You know, there's coaching training, and there's coaching the match. And he don't do any of the coaching in the match. And he literally just stands like this. And I just think, any other manager, you know, I've seen the Aston Villa manager down there, he's very vocal, you know, lots of hands, lots of instructions, same with Pep, lots of hands. And he just stands hands in his pockets, and now it's getting to me.
Yeah, it's a bit like he don't care. Obviously, he does care, but he's probably thinking, you've got yourself into this trouble, get out of it. Like, you know, maybe.
Yeah, it's he don't really talk to his staff. I don't see him turning around a lot. There's not much advice. His staff will come up, pop up in his ear, and he'll go around and it'll be a little, yeah. He's a little bit headmasterish, is the way to describe it. So I don't know if it's arrogancy or it's incompetency, or it's something that's not right. Don't get it, but yeah, that's enough about Tottenham wise. I mean, that's enough about
I mean, in the league yourselves, I mean, would you, is there anybody that sort of, you know, you've looked at so far this year and you have surprised you a little bit in those sort of, in this sort of first third of the season? Is there, there's been a team that you look at the tables maybe and look at it, or even through their performances, and think, Struth, I didn't expect to see that from them. Is there a side out there, and is there a side the opposite way around that you'd have expected to be, you know, in the playoffs already and struggling a little bit?
For me on that one, Mitch, I'll go first. Redditch, I thought, were decent on Saturday. They run on a small budget, Redditch do, and they give us a good game. Give us a good game Saturday, sorry. And the other one for me is probably Alvechurch. I thought Alvechurch would be right in the mix at the minute, but they've been a little dip in form the last probably month, and I think they're down there. They should be near the top, really, with the resources that they've got. So yeah, but it's probably them two, really. The rest of it's probably much too much, if you agree. I don't know if you agree much with that or not.
Yeah, definitely, definitely the Alvechurch one. When I played Redditch, we had a lad sent off. We was 1-0 up at half time, came out 5 minutes in, had a lad sent off. I felt that we was going on to win that game. Positives from that, we went up to lose it 3-1. Positives were, I met their gaffer after, he was good as gold, to be fair. You know,
He was mad on Saturday, mate. He was worse than me.
was
That
he?
stage,
What, just
oh mate,
irate?
oh my God, on the sideline, I was chuckling to myself. He was unbelievable. Like, I'm thinking, wow, I'm bad. He was 100 times worse than me. Like, I think, my fair play. Like, I found somebody.
What's that like as a manager when you're going up against, say, Redditch in this instance, and you look over and there's ex England goalkeeper are there managing the team, and it must be sort of like, wow.
No.
What, it,
No,
no,
decent
nothing.
work. It's even better. It's like, well, he might be England international, but I'm pulling fibre in the ground. Yeah, and I've scored in the race course in Northampton for absolutely nobody FC. Do you know what I mean? So it's like,
Yeah, of course, yeah.
it isn't what you was, you know, so you are now. And you can, or it is what he's done, but it's probably a little bit more to beat him.
He's
But
nice. He's an Arsenal bloke after
mate,
before and after do sound, like, you know.
honestly, I had a beer with him after, mate. He was good as gold. He said this thing, because I said to, we had about two, three beers, and I was talking about David Seaman. I said, oh, you're just a poor man, Seaman. He said, listen, when I was younger, I used to say to the girls, if we was out or something, I said, listen, you got a choice. What do you want, flowers or Seaman? Yeah. And I come away from there and I thought, yes, what a lad. But
That'll do, yeah.
going back to the teams, the best team that I played this season, I ain't just saying it, it was Lavs. We've got a point there. You know, we've got to, and that was before the likes of Ranger come in, you know, so that was
That was
probably
early
a
day.
little,
That was early doors, wasn't that? Was that
yeah,
third game or third, fourth
yeah.
game?
And I thought you moved the ball well on a poor pitch, or you know, renowned for being a poor pitch, moved it better than I've ever seen it. Really tough, you know, our team to play against, best I've seen. I ain't just saying it because you've ever said it to everyone. The ones that I have been disappointed, not necessarily league position, but coming up against, would be Starbridge. You know, done them in the FA Cup at ours 4-2. You know, they
Was
was
that
big.
easy, mate? Was that easy against them? Was it 4-2?
The first game was, yeah, the first game, the FA Cup game at ours was, because it was Liam McDonald dropping down, you know, doing really well with Rushall. The year before it was Rushall, weren't it?
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Keeping them up into Conference North, and then you're not dropping down to not have a right good go at it, are you? Because
No,
you
no,
stay
no.
where you are. And then when we went to his, I thought, oh, actually, it was midweek. It was a day after, or the next fixture after getting into the first round, I thought they're gonna it's
Yeah.
gonna be tough for us here. And then I think we've done them 4-1 there as well. And I just thought
Absolutely.
whether we just had their kryptonite a little bit, but yeah, that's I not to definitely not discrediting them, but I expected a bit more on the occasions that I've played with them. Look, they'll come to ours. They've got another fixture, probably do us 8-0 now, but for the answer to the question, yeah, it'd be Starbridge. Maybe not league position wise, but certainly what I've seen.
But
Well, I mean,
on their day, David, anyone could beat anybody. It's one of them leagues where
yeah.
you have an off day and you get beat, mate. So it's not as easy what people say. Like, oh, you're
No.
sitting top now, you're flying. But yeah, we are flying, mate. But it's
I mean,
every game's hard.
Every game.
the one that's not necessarily surprising because of, they've been up in this league sort of 2 seasons ago, got relegated, etc., and then got promoted again last year in Bedford Town, and they seem to be doing quite well. I mean, we had them on the show, and they were in the playoffs at the time, and and one of their coaches asked, well, he said, look, he said, we're just trying to avoid relegation. Do you know what I mean? So, but they're sitting in eighth. I mean,
They were sitting top at one point, weren't they, Mitch? I think they were sitting
they
top.
were, yeah, they were.
We've not played them. We've got them next Saturday, so we haven't played them yet. So,
We played them. We again, team that's higher up. We beat them 3-1 at ours, but they didn't have Lobjoint in that day,
he scored.
and that would have been a massive difference. They didn't have Leon, so that would have certainly made them weaker. But I think everybody goes in with a little bluff and says, "Yeah, as long as they don't get relegated." And
Yeah, that's
why
the old
not?
Chestnut lot,
Yeah, that old one, just to keep a little
I
bit.
might try that one. I might try that one.
Wait, you can't now,
I
can
can't now, can I?
you?
I should have, when the
You
owners
should
took
have.
over, I should have said that. Yeah, John, just want to stay in the league this year and then go next year. Like,
Just want to stabilize that old one. Want to stabilize.
I can't say that though, mate, because I just can't
Nah.
do it. I think no, if I'm putting my name something, I've got to achieve it or else I've failed.
What do you need then, Rich? Another 11 points.
What for? To
To be
be
safe.
safe, I thought you meant to win it. Yeah, look, listen, I don't get carried away. Come Christmas, I just said there, come Christmas, see where we're at Christmas time. And then, listen, we set the stall out of the season to finish in the playoffs. That's what I wanted to cement the play. And that was a tall order, mate, putting a whole new team together. Because I have done. Forget your Nile Rangers, your Gary Hoopers. I've put the whole team together. They've come on board, obviously, just over the last month or so, and I've got a good team there, mate. Or each of their man could probably get in most teams in the league, So, yeah, playoffs for me. We're doing well at the minute, but yeah, playoffs. Hopefully, definitely. Well, hopefully, I can get in the playoffs. So, yeah.
I mean, Mitch yourself. I mean, what was the plan? At the beginning of the season, when you sat down with Pete and that, what was the sort of remit? Where was you expecting to finish, or where would you like to have finished as such?
I'll be honest, every season I've been at Harbour Town, I've never been sat down and told a remit.
Right.
It was always a case of just go and enjoy yourself. And I think that's why we've done all right. There's not been massive pressure on, this. I think with the number of fans that we do have, if we do have a bit of a lull, we don't have mass, people against me or anything like that. They're happy that I'm there. It's not that they're unambitious or anything like that. I just think we know what we are.
Sure.
I can't go for a season and not play for nothing,
No,
because
can't
I just wouldn't. I wouldn't be the manager, and I keep saying to my lads, we've got to pick this up, because if we do go out with the FA Cup, and I know it's only 2 3 weeks ago, whatever it is, I don't want to come into a position of the in the league where we're not really got a lot to pay for. Would we say top 10 is all right? Yeah, but top 10 of anything, any league, is just you're only average in that league, isn't you? If you're top 10 in the Prem, you're the average in the Prem. If you're top 10 of, step three, you're average. Do I want to be in football for that? I don't. I'm being honest. I'm not deluded. You've got to find a fine line between having desire to be as best you can be and deluded. Then it's a line that, I need to work out. But I certainly won't be thinking 10th's good. And I will be looking at, certainly, Labs' expectations there. I'd expect, certainly with the pennies that we put in and the pounds we put in, my players need to be in and around the playoffs. Might have to do it the way where we're looking up now, and striving for points and trying to get a position. Let's get to Christmas. Let's see where we're at. Let's see how far away from the playoffs we are, or away from the top 10 we are, and see if we can have a late surge. That would be my next remit of trying to work it out a little bit of a more of a difficult way.
Well, you do realise that Gary Lineker is giving up Match of the Day, so you might be able to sign him for next year.
Yeah, I got a face for radio, mate. Not for Match of the Day.
No, no, he can come and play for you at Arbra.
Oh, Arbra, yeah. No.
Back on to that though, Mitch. You've got to strive hard to overachieve, haven't you? Because you're like me. Listen, I can't just take over a club or be a manager of a club, sorry, and say right, we want to be mid-table. Because I'd rather stay at home with the family, mate, and do what I want. Because at the end of the day, I'm not doing it for financial reasons. Because the hours you put in is, Jesus, it's full time. Well, I don't know what you're like, but I'm literally full time down at the minute.
100%.
And it's like a proper, it's a good headache, but it is a headache, and every day.
I spend more time at football than work, lads.
Yeah, and it's wrong. I'm not saying it's wrong, but it depends what your life is all about.
It is, isn't it? It is. You know, that's the stuff that pays your way, your mortgage and that.
Yeah.
You spend more time at footy, and you're right. Like, I like football because I like the feeling of winning.
Yeah.
That, and I can tell that to anybody. I like that feeling. That makes me. That's the best chase I can ever have in my life. And when I lose, you know, as much as I feel balanced with it. It's a bad feeling. It's not a feeling that I want to, you know, I don't feel like all the effort in the week, you know, you're getting nothing, you know, no gratification from it.
No.
Definitely can't be at Christmas, you know, looking down rather than, don't get me wrong, lads, it might be a different bit in my journey where I look down and say, actually, you've got to survive.
Your
remit now. Don't be relegated.
Yeah, but that's the buzz as well. Like, you know, I think I'd rather be in a relegation battle than mid-table, mate.
Yeah.
Playing for that.
Yeah. But where I've never been there, you know, I've got, it's hard because you've had a bit of that fucking trajectory like that.
Yeah.
And you're so used to winning through them lower levels.
Yeah.
Ricky Mahanaki said it to me. He said, your first thing you've got to do is you've got to learn how to lose.
He said,
do you know what I mean? You've got to learn how to take a loss.
Mm.
Instead of taking it personal and going, oh, I'm crap this, I'm crap that, I ain't got a clue what I'm doing. Work out why, move on. How do you get your boys to, you know, go again?
But I'll do that. Mitch, I'll do that when we win. I'm my worst critic. We win, I'm not out. I always send interviews that weren't great today. We weren't. I'm thinking, what could I have done different to get the better results? And that's on winning. Don't lose it. I proper dissect everything thinking, it's my fault. I blame myself all the time because I beat the players.
I
sign the players, so it's my fault. I won't ever pass the buck to players because if that's the case, I'll just get rid of them and sign somebody else, like, you know?
I think that's probably where I'm at the moment. Is I've gave people opportunities to be successful in this league,
yeah.
And a lot of people are treading water, not excelling.
Mm. Yeah, time to move on. Yeah,
I think that's where I'm at.
I mean, yeah. I mean, not in the same context as you guys. I mean, I was at work a couple, you know, a year or so ago, and an area manager came in and said, "Oh, by the way, Dave, there was some KPI that we had at work. We had to." She came in. She went, "Oh, I can't believe it! Can't believe it. We finished second in the country. Oh, we finished second." And I just walked away from her. And she went, "Why are you excited?" She went, "It's all down to you." I went, "No." I said, "I might as well be last." I said, "Because second's not first."
Yeah.
Forget it. I said, "Only come in and talk to me when we're number one." I said, "I'm not interested in two, three, four." She said, "Yeah, but it's 200. I said, "I don't care how many shops there are." I said,
"Yeah, on the flip side of that, Dave, you've got to be a realist, don't you? Depending on what club you're at, like, you know, because it is difficult, and it depends on what club you're at and what ambition the club's all about, like, you know, so.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
It is hard.
I'm gutted to say the time's running away from us, and it has run away.
I'm just going
to
bell labs after this. We're just going to carry it on.
Carry on, yeah. We'll carry on once we come off live, no problem.
I'm just pouring the pints now. He's going to cover our mind.
Guinness only, mate.
I've got deck here tomorrow, mate. I'm winding him up tomorrow.
A massive thanks to Pete and to Lawrence.
That extension will fall down if Deck's in it, mate. So.
But a massive thanks to Pete, Lawrence, and of course to the two lads, Mitch and to Rich. We hope you have a great results for yourself tomorrow as well. And of course, next week we are joined. And well, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but next week we're actually joined by a young man to start with, a young man called Christian, who does Through the Turnstile. I don't know if you guys have heard him. He's on Twitter and on Facebook. He's just started a brand new non-league magazine. So he will join us next week. But also as well, somebody that I could say call a friend from a few years ago now, when I used to manage, he's the referee, his son's team. And of course, he was the manager of his team. And at the moment, he's just been put in temporary charge at Cardiff City. And Omar Risa will join us, hopefully, fingers crossed. He's agreed to come on next week. So he'll be on the show next week to talk to us about where he is at the moment in football as well. So Fingers crossed, all goes well, and he'll be with us next week. As I say, Omar Risa, the current Cardiff City manager, will join us next week. But a massive thank you to you guys again. It's been a great evening. But for everybody watching, thank you very much indeed, and we'll see you all next week.